Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ.
基督里的弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's a great joy for me to be here in a, just at the new year to share this message.
我很高兴，很喜乐，能够在新年快到新年的时候来分享这篇信息。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer to prepare our hearts.
让我们来到主的面前，一起来祷告，来预备我们的内心。
Heavenly Father, we commit our hearts to you and our ears to you. We pray that you will open our hearts and our ears to receive your living word.
天父上帝，现在我们来到你的面前求你能够开我们的心预备我们的心，能够打开我们的眼睛，能够聆听你的话语。
We need your spirit to work in us.
我们需要你的灵来在我们中间动工。
Soften our hardened hearts.
软化我们这种坚硬的心。
Help us to understand your truth.
帮助我们来理解，来认识你的真理。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't noticed, the sermon topic today is quite strange.
如果你可能你可能注意到今天的讲到的主题有些特殊。
第一张那个 PPT， 就看那个 title，yeah. It's about Christmas.But Christmas has already passed.
这个主题是关于圣诞节的，但是呢，圣诞节已经过去了。
It's time to prepare for Chinese New Year.
现在是我们预备中国农历新年的时候。
Next slide. Because in Singapore, once Christmas is over, Chinese New Year is in the air.
因为在新加坡呢，一旦圣诞节结束了之后呢，农历新年的这个气氛就会弥漫开来。
This is when the whole country undergo a makeover.
这时候整个国家都会装扮一新。
The retail shops will swap out Christmas goods for Chinese New Year goods.
那些小卖店就会把圣诞那些方面的商品都撤下来，然后换上这个农历新年的这些商品。
They are mostly red in color.
当然，这些商品大部分都是红色的了。
Chinese Christmas decorations would come down, and Chinese New Year decorations would go up.
这个圣诞节的这些装饰都会被撤下来，然后这些农历新年的这些装饰就开始装上去了。
The angels on the and stars on the street lamps would be replaced by banners, red banners with golden words that says, "Wishing you a prosperous New Year."
这些路边的这些小天使的这些雕像就会被那些红色的广告所代替。然后上面写的一些黄色的大字祝你新年发大财。
Yes, in both English and Chinese. In both English and Chinese.
Yeah, 这个中文和英文都有。
So it's a time of the year when you see red everywhere.
所以这是一年当中你到处会看到这个红色的这个时候。
In English, seeing red means to get angry.
在英语的这个世界当中红色是代表我生气愤怒。
But for the Chinese, to see red means to see blessings.
但是对于我们中国人来说，红色是代表这个福气的颜色。
Chinese New Year is about blessings.
中国农历新年是关于福气的节日。
The Chinese loves blessing.
中国人特别喜欢福气。
And so it's easy for us to forget that Christmas is also about blessing.
所以我们就非常容易忘记，圣诞节也是关于祝福的节日。
See, the birth of Jesus Christ.Will be the blessing to the rest of the nations.
耶稣基督的降生意味着这个地上所有的家庭都会从他领受祝福。
And so it's good to remind ourselves as we prepare ourselves for Chinese New Year of the blessing of Christmas.
所以当我们准备庆祝农历新年的时候，这个提醒我们这个圣诞节的祝福也是对我们有益的。
The Christmas celebration might be over.
这个庆祝圣诞节可能会结束，
But its blessing continues.
但是圣诞节的祝福则是会继续下去的。
So this morning I want us to look at the Holy Scriptures that teaches us how to receive this Christmas blessing for the New Year.
所以在今天早上我会带领大家来看这个圣经怎样教导我们去领受圣诞节的祝福，在这个新年开始的时候。
This Christmas blessing lasts more than 15 days. It lasts a lifetime.
这个圣诞节的祝福不只是十五天而已，它会持续一生之久。
PPT， 请放那个另外一张。对。So we want to look at the first Christmas, what the events surrounding the first Christmas that help so that we can learn how to receive this Christmas blessing for ourselves in this new year.
我们会看这个第一个圣诞节的故事，然后来看啊，我们在这个时候怎样来领受这个圣诞节的祝福。
And so when we need to look at who are the people who first receive this Christmas blessing, what kind of people they are.
我们需要知道是什么样的人领受了第一个圣诞节的祝福。
See, Christmas blessings are received by a certain type of people.
圣诞节的祝福是被一群特定的人所领受的。
In Chinese, we speak about the blessed person, 有福之人。
这个用我们中国话来讲，就是叫做有福之人。
The who and the how is interrelated.
这个谁来领受这个祝福和怎样来领受祝福是相互关联在一起的。
But you see, the who is more important than how because receiving blessing is more about the type of person you are than a set of technique to master.
但是谁来领受是比怎么来领受是更加的重要，因为领受祝福不仅仅是一些方法技术层面的问题，更重要的是关乎啊是什么样的人来领受。
And so when we learn about who are the ones who receive the first Christmas blessing, we can understand how we can receive that blessing as well.
所以当我们来学习，当我们知道是谁来领受的时候，我们就可以知道我们怎么样来领受祝福。
So this morning we just want to look at three points.Christmas blessings are for the humble, for the hopeful, and then for the powerless.
所以今天早上我会给大家看到三点，就是圣诞节的祝福是给谦卑的人，是给仰望神的人。圣诞节的祝福也是给软弱的人。
So who can receive the Christmas blessing? First, Christmas blessings are for the humble.
那么谁可以来领受圣诞节的祝福呢？第一个，圣诞节的祝福是给那些谦卑之人所预备的。
See, the Christmas blessings are for those who have nothing to boast about, who don't feel a tinge of entitlement in their lives.
圣诞节的祝福是给那些没有什么值得夸口的人所预备的，就是他们没有觉得生命当中没有什么值得他们夸口的事情。
So in talking about the first Christmas, Luke focused our attention on two humble women.
所以在讲到第一个圣诞节的祝福的时候，这个路加福音第一章就聚焦在两个很谦卑的女人的身上。
One is Elizabeth, the other is Mary.
第一个是伊丽莎白，第二个是玛利亚。
Elizabeth was old and without children.
伊丽莎白她越来越老了，但是她还没有孩子。
Luke tells us because Elizabeth was barren.
路加告诉我们，这是因为伊丽莎白她没有办法生育。
In those days, for a woman to be barren is to have no one to support them in their old age. It's without any security net because in those days they don't have any social security system.
在那个时代，一个妇女不生育意味着就是说他们在年老的时候没有人会照看他们，因为那个时候也没有什么社会安全的保障。
But worse still, to be childless.Means that Elizabeth must face up to all the shame and reproach every single day of her life.
但是更加糟糕的是，没有孩子就意味着伊丽莎白她必须面对从别人来的这种羞耻。
Because like the Jews and the Chinese alike, to have children is a sign of blessing from God.
因为对于犹太人来说我们中国人也是这样的了，就是把有孩子看作是从上帝而来的这种祝福。
And so a barren woman in those days was thought to be cursed and abandoned by God.
所以在那个时代，就是说一个已婚但是没有办法生育的女人会被看作是从她被上帝所咒诅，或者说她被上帝所遗弃。
In one of Dead Sea Scrolls, a woman without sons is likened to a distressed and abandoned woman.
所以在那个时候有一个死海古卷在死海古卷当中写到，就是说没有孩子的这些女人是一个贫穷，是一个被遗弃的女人。
So you can imagine how Elizabeth must have felt each time she didn't receive the invite to a baby shower.
所以我们可以想象一下，这个伊丽莎白就是说她从来没有想象过自己可以为自己的孩子来洗澡。
Women in the town would gather in the marketplace and share about their pregnancy tips.
所以当那个他们城镇里这些其他人的这些妇女在坐在一起，然后谈论他们都怀孕了。
And their talk would quickly silence and almost a change of topic the moment they see Elizabeth arrive.
所以当大家谈论的时候，伊丽莎白一出现，然后大家就立马的安静下来，然后就转变于另外一个话题。
In the eyes of the world, Elizabeth was a nobody.
在这个世界人的眼光，这个伊丽莎白她是一个无名小卒，就是。
She was old and barren.
她年老，然后也没有孩子。
Daily, she felt the shame and bore the reproach of others.
每天都受到从别人来的这种指责，这种羞耻。
Yet in the first Christmas, God shows us.
但是在第一个圣诞节，上帝向她显现。
That he cares for her.
上帝看顾伊丽莎白。
It is said in Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 15. So the angel said to Zechariah, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord.
所以天使就对撒加利亚说，不要害怕，撒加利亚。因为你的祈祷已经被垂听了，你的妻子要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰，他必欢喜快乐，有许多人因他出生也必欢喜快乐，他在主的面前将要伟大。
And so Elizabeth conceives and she prays, Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people.
的确伊丽莎白她确实就怀孕了，然后她祷告说，她说主在眷顾我的日子这样来看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。
You see, many people will indeed be blessed by this baby in Elizabeth's stomach.
是的，有许多人会因着伊丽莎白所生的这个孩子欢喜快乐。
But for elderly Elizabeth, she rejoices because the God of heaven cares for her and takes away the reproach that she faces every single day.
但是对于年老的伊丽莎白来说，她欢喜快乐是因为她认为天上的上帝能够眷顾她，然后拿住她每天都要会遇见的这种羞耻。
You see, the world may look down on her, but God cares for her.
即使这个世界会藐视她，但是我们看到上帝是看顾伊丽莎白的。
But Elizabeth does not take God's grace for granted.
但是伊丽莎白她没有把上帝的恩典当作是理所当然的。
She never asked,Why so late?
他从来没有说你的恩典为什么如此的迟呢？
She never complained.
他从来没有抱怨过。
Why I only get to enjoy a child when I'm almost going to die?
为什么只是让我在快死的时候才让我享受这个有孩子的这种喜乐？
She does not take God's grace for granted. Do you know how we know that?
他没有把上帝的恩典当作理所当然的。我们怎么会知道这一点呢？
Because when Mary visited Elizabeth.Elizabeth exclaimed with a loud cry. She said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Why?
因为当玛利亚来到伊丽莎白的时候玛利亚就是对她说，说你在妇女当中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。我主的母到我这里来，这是从哪里得的呢？
You see, Christmas blessings are for the humble because they felt a sense of loneliness. They are surprised by God's grace.
所以我们看到圣诞节的祝福是给那些谦卑的人所预备的。他们认为他们被上帝赐下的恩典所惊讶，因为这些人他们从来没有认为他们自己是配得上帝的恩典。
Their hearts are soft. They never feel a sense of entitlement that God owed them anything.
Sorry, pardon.
That God owed them anything, 欠他们，上帝，他们没有感到上帝欠他们什么。
对，他们没有感到上帝欠他们。
So two women.
所以两个女人。
One was old and barren, the other was young and ordinary.
其中一个年老，她没有办法怀孕，然后另外一个她很年轻，也是一个很普通的女人了。
Her name was Mary.
她的名字叫玛利亚。
Luke simply introduced her as a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David.
经上记路加介绍他说他是一个童女，是许配给大卫家的一个人，叫约瑟。
This ordinary girl was not betrothed to an aristocrat or to a priest like her cousin Mary, Elizabeth.
这个普通的女人她没有嫁给贵族，她也没有像她的这个表姐伊丽莎白一样就嫁给一个祭司。
She was simply betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph from the house of David.
她就是嫁给了一个大卫家一个很普通的男人，叫约瑟的一个男人。
But you see, God cared for Mary.
但是我们看到上帝是眷顾玛利亚的。
When the angels came and spoke to her, he said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
所以上帝派遣天使，天使对玛利亚说，蒙大恩的女子，我为你安，主和你同在了。
See, when Mary heard this, she was greatly troubled, probably because it was not usual for angels to appear and speak to a woman.
所以当玛利亚听到天使对她说话的时候，她感到很困惑，因为在那个时候她觉得，很少会有一个天使会对一个女人说话，这个是非常不常见的。
After all, Mary must have wondered, why would an angel speak to her anyway?
所以玛利亚她一直在困惑，在思考，为什么会有一个天使对她来说话呢？
She was among the most ordinary, unnoticeable people of the world. She was no VIP.
所以她是这个世界上最普通的人，她也不是什么显赫的贵宾。
Yet the angel said, "O favorite one, the Lord is with you."
但是天使对她说，我问你啊，主和你同在了。
Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，成为至高者的儿子。
You see, Mary was so marveled, so surprised by God's grace that she sang in Luke chapter 1, verse 46. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant.
所以玛利亚她一定很惊讶于上帝给她这个她不当得的这个恩典。所以玛利亚在46节，玛利亚歌唱道，她说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神母的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微。
You see, the phrase "a humble estate" can be translated as loneliness. The more a person recognizes he or she is lowly before God, the more they are to be surprised of God's grace.
这个卑微这个短语也可以被翻译成这个卑贱，就是玛利亚她越感到自己卑贱的时候，她越看到这个恩典的这个宝贵。
And the more they are surprised, the more they magnify the God who blesses them.
他越感到惊讶，他就越发彰显上帝的荣耀。
So two women, one barren, and old, the other young and ordinary.
所以两个女人，第一个是年老不能怀孕的，然后另外一个是年轻的，然后是一个很普通的一个女人。
But Scripture wants us to see that the first recipients of the blessing of Christmas.Was these two women?
但是圣经就是让我们看到圣诞节的第一个圣诞节的祝福的第一个领受者就是这两个谦卑的女人。
They were considered nobody in the eyes of men. They have no place for boasting in their lives. They have no titles, no accomplishments to boast about.
他们在人的眼中被看作是无足轻重的。他们也没有什么值得夸口的地方，他们没有什么名头，没有什么能力，也没有什么夸口的资本。
They're totally aware that they are unworthy.
他们的内心深处，他们深深知道他们是不配得的。
The world does not hold them in high esteem.
这个世界也没有把他们摆在放在高位，也没有很尊重他们。
Yet God cares for them.
但是上帝眷顾他们。
You see, the birth of Jesus Christ is God's greatest work in all of human history.
所以我们可以看到，耶稣基督的降生，他是。上帝在人类历史当中最伟大的工作。
Where did God choose to work?
所以上帝在哪里在选择在哪里，就是说进行他的工作呢
？Where did God choose to break into space and time and usher in a new era, a new dispensation?
上帝选择在哪里，就是说打破这个时间空间，然后赐下一个新的一个祝福。
In the lives of these two lowly women, you see, Christmas blessings are for the humble.
就是在这两个卑微女人的生命的身上，所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些谦卑之人。
God has prepared the heart of the humble to receive the good news of Christmas.
所以上帝已经预备好了这种谦卑之人的心灵来领受圣诞节的这个祝福。
Their heart is soft. Their heart is like a sponge, ready to receive the blessing of God.
他们的心是柔软的，所以他们可以真的来接受这个上帝的祝福。
Not for a moment do they feel entitled.To God's grace.
Sorry.
Not for a moment do they feel entitled to God's grace.
就是没有，他们觉得没啊，不是他们很有名头，然后他们又拒绝上帝的恩典。
You see, Mary could have complained too, right?
我们可以玛利亚也是可以抱怨的。
Sugar said, God, I think you've forgotten that I am not married.
啊，我想你已经忘记啊，我还没有结婚呢。
What would people think of me?
人们怎么来看待我呢？就是说。
No, she doesn't do that.
但是她没有抱怨。
Because she does not feel a sense of entitlement. She does not feel that God owes her anything.
因为她并不觉得啊，上帝欠她什么。
I mean, if someone were to criticize either Elizabeth or Mary, that, you know, who do you think you are to receive God's blessing?
啊，我们可以想象啊，有可能有人会指责这两个女人啊，你认为你就指责这个玛利亚和伊丽莎白，就是说你认为你是谁呢？能够配得领受啊，上帝这样如此的恩典。
I have no doubt that Mary and Elizabeth would agree with them.
这个毫无疑问，玛利亚和伊丽莎白都会很同意他们的这些说法。
Who am I that the God of the universe would care?
就是说我是谁呢？就是宇宙的上帝竟然会在乎我。
They are surprised by God's grace.
他们是被上帝的恩典所震惊。
You see, that's how the humble reacts to God, respond to the blessing of Christmas.
所以这就是谦卑的人，他们在领受圣诞节的祝福的时候，他们所呈现出来的反应。
You see, the good news of Christmas is like something unworldly, unearthly, something that they never experienced in this world.
他们会认为这个圣诞节的这个好消息是一个不可思议的事情，是一个很令人惊奇的东西。
Something that no other treasures, no other blessings on earth can ever compare to.
是一个世界上所有的宝贝，所有的珍宝都能够都没有办法与之相比的这个祝福。
And compared to all the stale attempts to soothe our inner emptiness with a sense of self-importance, the good news of the Christmas comes to us from outside and surprise those who are humble.
所以我们常常用这种我们的自负来平息我们内心的这种空虚。所以与这个老套的这个我们的这个尝试相比，这个来自于我们外面的这个奇异的恩典，这个祝福是一个很令人惊讶的一个惊喜。
See, no wonder God is magnified in the eyes of the humble.
所以我们不要惊讶，上帝会在卑微之人的眼中会被尊为大。
Because their eyes are enchanted by the infinite holy God doing great things in their lives.
他的眼睛被那位为卑微之人行大事的这个无限圣洁的上帝所迷住了。
Christmas blessings are for the humble.
圣诞节的祝福是给这些谦卑之人的。
Next one, but not only that, Christmas blessings are also for the hopeful.
不仅仅是这样，圣诞节的祝福也是给那些仰望上帝之人的。
See, Luke begins the Christmas story by connecting the events to the promises of God to the prophet.
路加将这些事将这个事情与旧约先知的这些应许联系起来。
You see, through the Old Testament prophets, God made it explicitly clear that He would send His Messiah, His Christ, to save Israel and the world.
透过旧约的先知，上帝已经明确地告诉。他会差遣弥赛亚来拯救以色列和这个世界。
Zechariah held on to this promise. So in Luke 1:68-75, he blessed God for keeping all his promises for the salvation of Israel and for the world.
撒加利亚他就会持守这个应许，所以在路加福音一章68-75节，撒加利亚就会称颂神。他说，因为他遵守了他先知所说的拯救以色列人的应许。
See, Christmas blessings are for the hopeful. Zechariah held on to God's promises. He puts his hope on God's promises, and he was satisfied.
所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些有盼望之人，仰望上帝的人。所以撒加利亚他持守了上帝的应许，他把他的盼望寄托在上帝的身上，使他所有的这些应许都可以实现。
Not only that, when Zechariah saw that God was about to fulfill all his promises through his own son, he was exhilarated. That is blessing.
所以当撒加利亚知道这个上帝会透过他的儿子为弥赛亚来预备道路的时候，他就感到是非常的兴奋。
That is the gospel. You see, those who hope in the promises of God, who hear, will hear the Christmas message, and it sounds like a great blessing to them.
所以这就是福音，就是那些仰望上帝应许的人，他们听到了圣诞节的信息，然后这个就是对他们所传递的一个巨大的祝福。
And similarly in chapter 2, verse 25 to 32, Luke tells us of a man whose name was Simeon, righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel.
所以同样的我们可以在路加福音二章二十五到三十二节这里路加告诉我们有一个叫做西缅的人是个又公义又敬虔的人他在等候以色列的安慰者到来
When Simeon saw baby Jesus, he held him and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace. Means I can die now. According to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people, Israel.
所以当西缅看见小耶稣的时候，就抱起他，称颂上帝说， 主啊，如今你可以照着你的话释放仆人安然去世了，因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的救恩，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你民以色列的荣耀。
You see, Simeon has put his hope on the promises of God, and when he saw the baby Jesus, he was exhilarated. Christmas is a good news for the hopeful.
所以当西缅照着上帝的应许的等候，来等候以色列人的安慰者的时候，当他看见小耶稣的时候，他就欣喜若狂，他就觉得这是一个好消息。圣诞节对仰望上帝的人来说是一个好消息。
Here's the main point, brothers and sisters. For those who hope in the promise of God according to the Holy Scriptures, they will never be disappointed.
所以这里的重点是对于那些盼望上帝、仰望上帝、履行上帝所应许的这些人来说，圣诞节对他们永远不会失望。Christmas
blessings are for the hopeful.
所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些仰望上帝的人。They
never get tired of it. They're never unmoved by it. They feel blessed every time they think about it.
所以这些人，他们永远不会感到厌烦，他们从来也不会无动于衷，他们每次想到这个圣诞节的祝福的时候，他们都会感到很兴奋。Actually,
brothers and sisters, every person in this world hope for some blessings in their lives.
弟兄姊妹们，其实这个世界上每一个人都希望在他们的生活当中能够得到某种的祝福，某种的福气。This
is why during Chinese New Year, when we go visiting our friends and relatives, we always bless them.
所以这就是为什么我们中国人在农历新年的时候，我们常常去拜访我们的家人，拜访我们的朋友，然后去给他们祝福。We
bless them for better tomorrow, better marriage, better life, better career, better prosperity, better health.
所以我们都希望他们我们有一个更好的明天，更好的婚姻，更好的事业，更好的人际关系，更加的身体更加的健康，更好的生活。We
feel blessed when our hopes are fulfilled.
所以当我们所期望的实现的时候，我们就会感到非常的幸福。Yet
as you and I are fully aware,
但是你我们都知道
that our hope evades us.
我们所希望的事情常常就是逃避我们。We
often end up in disappointment.
我们的希望常常会以失望来告终。We
all have regrets that cannot be corrected.
我们心中都会有那种没有办法去纠正的这种遗憾。
We all have said that we will never say the words that we vow not to say again.
我们都说过，我们发誓再也不会说的这些话。
And we truly long for peace.
我们内心里面也是真的很希望得到这种平安。
We hope to be free from guilt and regrets.
我们都希望我们能够远离这种内疚，远离这些遗憾。
And but all these evade us.
但是这一切的事情似乎都在逃避我们。
C.S. Lewis, the great English thinker, once said, If I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world.
英语世界有一个很伟大的思想家叫 C.S. Lewis， 他说过，如果我在自己的身上发现了我的渴望是这个世界上所没有的。 那么，唯一合理的解释就是说，我是为着另外一个世界被造的、被生的。You
see, the blessing of Christmas points us to the other world.
所以我们可以看到，圣诞节的祝福就是把我们指向了另外一个世界。It
points us to a world where God is central, not a world where God is absent.
所以他把我们指向一个以上帝为中心的世界，而不是一个没有上帝的世界。In
God's world, every promises that He makes will be fulfilled.
在上帝的世界里面，上帝所做的每一个应许都会应验。
In God's world, those who cling on to His promises according to His holy word will never be disappointed.
在上帝的世界里面，那些持守他应许的人永远不会失望。
The blessing of Christmas is for the hopeful.
圣诞节的祝福是给那些仰望上帝的人。
You see, those who hope in God's promises and allow God's promises to shape their hope will never, never be disappointed.
所以那些仰望上帝的应许，并且让上帝的应许来塑造他们所盼望的这些人，他们永远不会失望。
See, the problem then is that many of us would not hope according to God's promises.
但是这个问题是，许多人他们不会按照这个所应许的来盼望。
I mean, when you read Luke chapter 1 and 2, when you read Zechariah's prayer or Mary's prayer, does it come across to you and I that is somewhat strange and irrelevant?
所以当你去读这个路加福音第一章和第二章，当你读这个伊丽莎白和玛利亚这些祷告的时候，你有没有发现这些可以直接应用在我们的身上呢？
You see, there are many humble people in the world, but most will continue to find ways to fill the emptiness of their hearts.
所以这个世界上有许多卑微的人，但是他们会去寻找其他的方法，但是不是寻找上帝来填补他们的空虚。
Brothers and sisters, we are never humble enough until we are humble to a point where we allow God to shape our anticipation and our expectations in life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们除非让上帝的话语来，上帝的应许来塑造我们，不然我们在上帝面前总是不够谦卑的。
C.S. Lewis again says that the problem is that we are far too easily pleased.
C.S. Lewis 他还说过，他说我们的问题就是在于我们太容易被取悦了，我们太容易快乐了。
We're far too easily pleased, and here's the problem: we delight in good things like family and friends and the satisfaction of work. These are good things. We delight in buying new stuff, new gadget, new microwave oven, new accessories and handbags.
就是我们的问题就是太容易被取悦了，我们就是非常的容易从这些生活当中美好的事物获得快乐，比如从我们的家庭朋友从工作获得满足感我们喜欢去买这些小的这些新鲜的玩意这些新的这些微波炉新的这些首饰这些手提包这些之类的。
We love to sit under the stars in New Zealand or scale the Alps of Switzerland.
我们喜欢坐在新西兰坐在星空之下然后或去这个瑞士去攀搭这个阿尔卑斯山。
The trouble is not that these desires are wrong.
这个问题不是说这些都是错的，这些都是不好的。
The trouble is that we are far too easily pleased.
问题就是说我们在于我们就是太容易被取悦了，太容易快乐。
C.S. Lewis says, when we become accustomed to weak and temporal pleasures, we also lose taste.For true and everlasting pleasures.
所以 C.S. Lewis 说，当我们就是说习惯于这些微弱、这些很短暂的快乐的时候，我们对这种永恒、真正的快乐，我们的这个品味就会萎缩。
The Apostle Paul puts it even more strongly in Romans 1:23. He says that the problem is that we have exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things.
使徒保罗他在罗马书一章二十三节，他更强烈的说到，他说，问题就是在于我们将不能朽坏之上帝的荣耀变为偶像。仿佛被朽坏的人和飞禽、走兽、昆虫的样式。
When we become accustomed, got used to the lesser pleasures, pleasures derived from creaturely things, we also lose taste for the glory of God.
所以，当我们习惯于去从这些较小的这些快乐，从这些被造之物获得快乐，然后我们就会渐渐的失去欣赏上帝荣耀的这种能力。
See, Christmas blessings are for the hopeful because they allow God's promises to shape their hope and their anticipation in life.
所以我们可以看到，圣诞节的祝福是给那些仰望上帝之人所预备的，因为他们让上帝的应许来塑造他们的盼望。
In the first Christmas, the people who received that blessing had their anticipation directed towards God's promise of the Messiah.
所以在第一个圣诞节，他们就是把他们的盼望放在上帝对弥赛亚的这个应许之上。
Their appetite is wet by God's promise of His Messiah.
所以他们的盼望、他们的这种欲望、他们的渴望，就是被上帝对弥赛亚的这种应许所激发。
The Messiah is all they ever needed.
所以他们只需要弥赛亚。
If you hope according to God's promises, if you allow God to shape your hopes according to His promises, it will always be fulfilled.
所以如果你按照上帝的应许来盼望，那么你的这些盼望就会必成全啊，就是说我按照上帝的应许盼望，而不是按照我们所想象的这些应许来盼望，那么我的盼望就会必定得到成全。
This is Christmas blessings are for the hopeful.
所以我们可以看到，圣诞节的祝福是给那些仰望上帝之人所预备的。
Christmas blessings are for the humble, for the hopeful, and lastly, Christmas blessings are for the powerless.
圣诞的祝福是给谦卑之人所预备的，也是给那些仰望上帝的人。最后，圣诞节的祝福是给那些软弱之人所预备的。
Luke wants us to know that the birth of Jesus Christ took place in precarious times, very difficult times.
路加福音想让我们看到耶稣基督的降生发生在就是说一个很不确定、很动荡的这样的一个年代。
Luke describes the political climate in chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. He says this, In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
所以路加他在路加福音第二章一到二节，他就是描述了当时的政治的氛围。他说，当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都下旨，叫天下的人都报名上册，这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次报名上册的事。
Now we need to understand that this was not the first time that the Roman government has demanded for a census among the Jews. There's something special about this particular census.
我们需要知道，这不是罗马政府他第一次对这个犹太人下令对这个犹太人进行这个人口的普查。
The key lies in verse 2. It says, this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria.
关键是在第二节，就是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候第一次登记。
According to Jewish historian Josephus, this census was taken in the time of Quirinius was not simply to count the number of Jews in Palestine.
所以根据这个犹太历史学家这个朱瑟夫这个说法，在居里纽时期这个人口的普查，它不仅仅是简单的计算这个在巴勒斯坦地区这些犹太人的人数。
This call for all the Jews to go to a certain place to report their whole family.You know, to appear before the court, the magistrate, you know, to count their numbers is none other for the purpose of for Caesar to flex his powers and show the Jews who is the boss, who is the master over them.
所以这个并不是把犹太人聚集在一起点点人数就可以了。相反，这个是为了展示凯撒他的权力，让这些犹太人知道谁才是他们的主人，谁才是他们的老大。
Yet Luke tells us that it is in such a time.When the kings of the earth were flexing their powers, that the Messiah is born.
所以路加就会强调，正是在这种动荡的这样一个时期，这个当这个地球上这些国王们正在展示他们力量的时候，这个真正的弥赛亚，这个真正的宇宙之王诞生了。
When the demagogues, the tyrants of the world are flexing their muscles, the true king of the universe was born.
所以当这个地上的人去展示他们的权势，展示他们力量的时候，这个真正的宇宙之王来到了。
But see, this true king was not born in the palaces of ivory and gold. He was not born in Jerusalem, the city of David, the great glorious cities of the king.
所以我们可以看到，这个真的这个宇宙的国王，这个真的国王，他不是生在象牙塔，生在象牙和黄金的宫殿里面他也不是生在大卫城耶路撒冷，就是那荣耀的大卫城。
This king was born in Bethlehem, a small unknown city, literally the house of bread.
这个真正的宇宙之王，他是生在伯利恒，就是一个很小的一个城镇。他的字面的意思就是粮食面包屋，就是粮食的地方。
This king would not even be born in Louisville.
这个国王也不是生在我们路易斯维尔。
Louisville is named after King Louis.
这个路我们路是以这个路易斯国王命名的。
This king did not sleep on first-class hospital beds, but slept in a putrid manger.
这个真正的宇宙之王，他也不是啊生在医院的病床上，而是睡在一个黑暗、一个腐烂的一个马槽里面。
This king of kings and lord of lords, prophesied from old, did not come in a war horse with armor to destroy and to subdue all the idol worshippers.
所以这个万王之王，就是这个先知所预言的这个万王之王，他也不是骑着一个战马，然后披着一个铠甲，然后手拿一个长矛，展示他的力量，然后来粉碎那些崇拜偶像的人。
Instead, he came as a weak, helpless baby.
相反，他是一个软弱无力的一个小 baby 的形象来到这个世界上。
I mean, the mothers here could almost imagine that Joseph could have dropped the baby if he's not careful.
所以我们可以想象一下，如果他的父亲约瑟如果一不小心的话，他就可能就会把这个 baby 就会给弄掉了，就会对。
A weak and powerless baby, one who could not even defend himself, is the true king of the universe.
所以这样一个软弱无力的婴儿，这样一个他没有办法保护自己的这样的婴儿，他就是这位真正的宇宙之王。
And brothers and sisters, it is only this king who can identify with the weak.And powerless of the world,
并且正是这位国王能够认同这个世界上这些软弱无力的人。
Isaiah 42 verse 3 says, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench."
以赛亚书四十二章三节那里写到压伤的芦苇他不折断，将残的灯火他不吹灭。
See.Christmas blessings are for the powerless, for those whose will are so weak that they cannot help themselves.
所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些软弱之人所预备的。圣诞节的祝福是给那些感觉自己意志很薄弱，他们没有办法拯救自己的人所预备的。
It's for those who feel so powerless to break the ties from the idols of their hearts.
他是为那些感到没有办法与心中的偶像进行切断的之人，这些人所预备的。
Christmas blessings are for those in the pit of despair and realize that Jesus Christ did not drop down a ladder from heaven and call them to climb with their might up into heaven.
所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些在绝望的深渊里面的人耶稣基督他没有从天上扔下一个梯子来，然后。呼唤他从这个深渊里面爬上来。
This King of Kings, Lord of Lords, came down into the valley of the shadow of death as a baby.
相反，这个万王之王、万主之主，他是降临在这个死亡阴影的这个幽谷当中，然后成为一个小孩子的形象。
And he sought out those who hate him, and gave his life for them.
他去寻找那些恨他的人，然后给他们一个新的生命。
And he picked up our paralyzed body from the pit of despair, and he says, "Live."
然后他用他的肩膀把我们这个没有办法动弹的身体，然后从绝望当中拯救出来，然后打开我们的眼睛，然后对着我们呼吸，让我说活过来。
Francis, the God who cares for humble Mary and Elizabeth, the God who fulfilled the promises of the prophets, is the same God who took on flesh and dwelt among rebels.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们可以看到这位看顾卑微的玛利亚和伊丽莎白的这位上帝，也是那位实现先知应许的上帝，也是那位道成肉身住在这些悖逆者中间的，是同一位上帝。
Christmas blessings are for the powerless.
所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些软弱无力的人。
Because it is the powerless who will lean on him alone, who is able to save them from their sins.
因为只有这些软弱的人，他们才能够依靠上帝，才能够相信上帝把他们从罪恶当中拯救出来。
You see, until you and I acknowledge in the depths of our heart that we are powerless to overcome sin, then we will never be humble enough to hope.In God, and to receive the Christmas blessing in the depths of our heart.
所以你会看到，除非你和我能够承认我们没有办法克服我们生命当中的罪，我们甚至没有办法在上帝面前谦卑我们没有办法仰望上帝，否则我们就永远不会感激、感谢、感恩这个圣诞节的祝福。
Christmas blessings are for the humble, for the hopeful, and for the powerless.
所以圣诞节的祝福是给那些谦卑的人，是给那些卑微的人，然后是给那些软弱无力的人。
It takes a certain posture of our heart to be delighted once again of this Christmas blessing.
Sorry, pardon.
It takes a certain posture of our heart.
Okay.
To delight in this blessing of Christmas.
所以在这个如果我们想要在这圣诞节的祝福当中感到这种喜乐，我们需要有一种内心里面有一个姿态，就是使它能够成为我们永远的这种惊讶。
It takes a certain posture of our heart to let the Christmas blessing of the first Christmas fill our lives so that we live in it 365 days.
所以我们在内心里面，我们需要有这样的一个姿态来领受这个圣诞节的祝福，能够让这个祝福能够持续这么短的几天。
May the blessing of the first Christmas give us such a posture.
所以我们希望这个第一个圣诞节的祝福能够给我们这样的一个姿态。
May it foster humility in us.
希望它能够培养我们的谦卑。
May it orientate our hopes.
希望他能够塑造，能够指引我们的内心的盼望。
May it incline us to God's power.
也希望他能够使我们来靠近上帝的这种力量。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we pray that you will seal your truth in our hearts.
亲爱的上帝，我们希望我们祷告你能够让我们看到你的真实的力量。
As we listen to this, we realize.How proud we are.
所以在这个时候我们意识到我们在你的面前是何等的骄傲。
How difficult it is even to be humble.
我们谦卑下来的对我们来说都是如此的困难。
How difficult it is to hope only in you.
让我们能够把你当成我们唯一的盼望，这也是如此的艰难。
And even how difficult it is even to feel powerless as we've seen.
所以即使让我们感到我们自己是软弱的，这种我们都是何等的艰难。
But Lord, we ask that you do a new work in our hearts this day.
但是亲爱的主我们祈求你能够做一个新的工作在今天。
Do a new work in our hearts this year.
所以在这个新的一年当中，在我们的内心里面能够动新的工作。
That our hearts are always ready to receive your Christmas blessing.
让我们的心能够时刻准备来领受圣诞节的祝福。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
阿门。